This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations Special Envoy on Myanmar urged the UN Security Council on Friday to take action to stop the military junta's violence against peaceful protesters and restore democracy following a February 1st coup. Christine Schraner-Borgener told the 15-member council it was critical to be resolute and coherent in putting security forces on notice and standing with the people of Myanmar. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
The UN envoy noted that since her briefing to the General Assembly a week ago, the military brutally unleashed its worst crackdown yet since the February 1st coup, killing a total of around 50 innocent and peaceful protesters while seriously injuring scores more.
Last month, the Security Council issued a statement voicing concern over the state of emergency imposed by the Myanmar military. However, it stopped short of condemning the coup due to opposition from Russia and China. Police in Myanmar on Friday again opened fire on protesters against last month's military coup, killing at least one man. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The man was killed in the city of Mandalay, witnesses and a doctor told Reuters by telephone. In the city of Yangon, police fired rubber bullets and stun grenades to disperse protesters who had been joined by about 100 doctors in white coats, witnesses said. Hundreds of protesters in the southeastern city of Dawe also faced tear gas fired by police as they marched in protest against last month's military coup. In all, at least 55 people have been killed since the coup on February 1st.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. In a historic visit to Iraq, Pope Francis delivered a message of hope to the country's dwindling Christian community following years of unrest and amid a devastating pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pope Francis says only if we learn to look beyond our differences and see each other as members of the same human family will we be able to begin an effective process of rebuilding and leave to future generations a more humane world. Speaking to a large audience of dignitaries, he urges Iraqis to value their religious minorities and consider them a precious resource to protect, not an obstacle to eliminate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Elections for Hong Kong's legislature will likely be deferred for a second year to September 2022 as Beijing plans a major overhaul of the city's electoral system. We get more from Reuters' Gloria Soto.
Chinese lawmakers are expected to delay elections for the city's legislature by another year to September 2022, according to local media. It's a move that will boost China's effort to ensure those they deem patriots are put in charge of the city and likely to crush any remaining democratic hopes for the global financial hub. Many high-profile pro-democracy politicians and activists are already in jail or in exile after authorities cracked down on the city's mass anti-government protests in 2019 and imposed a sweeping national security law last year.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Democrats agreed Friday to pare back emergency jobless benefits but extend them for an extra month as the Senate approached a voting marathon on a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The deal lowers weekly emergency jobless benefits from the $400 in the House's bill to $300, while extending the payments for a month. It's an effort by Democratic leaders to secure support from moderate members in a narrowly split Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging the chamber to quickly pass the bill and speed up the day when the nation can get past the pandemic.
Our economy can come roaring back.
But Republicans argue that doesn't require a nearly $2 trillion bill.
Our country is already set for a roaring recovery.
Leader Mitch McConnell says there are signs the nation's twin crises are easing, and Democrats just want an excuse to push through a liberal wish list. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.